What's up, y'all? So today I have somebody here who I adore. So I have been on his, he has this amazing program, right? And so I've been learning a lot and writing notes and all the things. And so I wanted to have him come on and pull back the curtain, right? Because most of us overlook a lot of things in life and the real magic hidden in our thoughts and our attitudes and our minds and our actions and all of that. So if you ever wondered why some people seem to attract opportunities while others feel stuck, then I think Anders is the right person to come and shift all of those things. I love that you're here, Anders. Welcome. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Nina. I appreciate you so much. And thank you for having me back. You know, I really enjoy what you're doing here. And like I said last time, it's rare to find an environment that's really just goes to the core and the heart of most things that people struggle with. So for the ones listening, again, do me a favor and leave Nina 5-star reviews. She really deserves it with all the great work she's putting out into the world.
Thank you. You know, I just love the program, right? So I've been sitting there watching the videos and I download all of the, you know, PDFs so that I can do to take the notes and all of that. And I realize you still have to even go back and do it again because there's so much, right? There's so much. And I, even on one of the videos, you said, you know, you might want to take a month to do this one. And I'm like, my ADHD won't allow it. I have to keep going. But that's so funny. But I wanted to start with something, you know, because I wanted to give our audience wisdom, right? So you start with, or you talk about the magic word, right, which is attitude. Yeah. And you explain that attitude is really thoughts and feelings and actions combined. So I wanted to dive into that with you. And how does, you know, how does the way we carry ourselves literally shape the results that we get? Because I know that you talk about attitude is the foundation of that. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you, Nina. That's such a great question. And I think at the surface level, we think we understand what it really means. Mm-hmm. But once we dig a little deeper into the mind and how it functions, I think you'll find that 99% of people have no clue. We hear doctors say to their patients, improve your attitude, things will get better. You know, we hear couples, therapists say to couples, you know, improve your attitude amongst each other and things will improve. We see teachers tell kids in school, just improve your attitude, you'll get better results. Mm-hmm. But we don't really understand what it means because we haven't learned to understand ourselves. And I think it's a prerequisite that we do just a little bit deeper. And the mind functions on two planes, like we discussed last time, but we're also living in a body. So we're a spiritual being, we're gifted with a mind. The mind operates on two planes and we live in this body. So there's more to us than what we think there is. But attitude is really a composite. It's the way you carry all three sides of your personality. So it's your thoughts, your inner dialogue. It's your emotional state. And it's also your actions. And so we look at really high efficient people, people that create great results. They can be unconscious competence. They don't know what they're doing. And yet you look at them and you say, it's obvious. They have a great attitude, a great dialogue. They stay emotionally anchored in a good vibration and their actions are in harmony, but they can't explain what they've done. So they're ignorant. Like they don't know what they've done. But when we go deeper and we actually figure it out, now you can pass it around to anybody. And that's the real key I find. It's once we improve our attitude, and once we improve our outlook, thoughts, feelings, and actions, what we put out changes, and then what we attract changes. And people say, well, I understand that. You know, I know that what I put out into the world comes back. But do we really? Because you see people walking around with a really crappy attitude and get better results. That's nuts. That's not going to happen. So we have to take responsibility for the thinking, for the emotional state, for our actions. Once we do, and once all three sides are in harmony, in integrity, like I would say, things start to flow, and they flow so much better in our life.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've been digging into the lessons, and I know that you also were talking about that prison, that right? Because it's the paradigm, if I remember correctly, right? It's a paradigm. And, talked about the pumpkin and the jug. Right. Mm-hmm. And how the, it's limited by, you know, the fact that it's in this jug. Right. And I want to know if you can explain to us how our paradigms, right? Because the way we see things, the way we look at life, like how are they formed? And more importantly, how the heck do we start to break free from that, yeah. right? Because I love that analogy of the pumpkin. I was like, oh, that's so good. So yeah. we're almost in a glass prison. Mm-hmm. We don't even know. We can see through the prison, but we don't realize we're in the jug.
We have no idea. And we most people never become aware of it until yeah. it's too late. Well, now that we are aware, we can start changing it. You mentioned the word prison before. We can't escape a prison if we don't know we're in one. So the right. first step is sort of realizing that my results are really not mine. They are a composite of my parents, my guardians, their paradigms passed on through the DNA, then it's reinforced in the early upbringing. So in the program, you know, we talk about the stick person, right? So we have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the body. Well, it's this part of the mind that really gives us our results. Mm-hmm. It's not the intellectual mind, very little, at least. And so this part of the mind was wide open when we were born until age 5, 6. It was wide open. So everything that happened around us went right into the subjective mind. Mm-hmm. So our income levels today are largely an expression of our ancestors. And you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, once you start digging into it, you'll find that many of the belief systems we've inherited, many people put a big fat equal mark between time and money. We saw our parents talk about it. Time is money. Time is money. We're going to run, you know, work hard. Time is not money. Time is infinitely more valuable than money, but yeah. nonetheless, that's what we grew up with. You can take a shark as an example. There's a certain kind of shark that if you put it in an aquarium, it will grow to about 8 inches. If you put it in the ocean, it'll grow 8 feet.
Yeah, amazing.
So it's the environment that mm-hmm. creates it mm-hmm. and everything that's stored in the subjective mind. So now that we know that, we can go and we say, well, I don't want it anymore. What do I want? And that has to be so big and so bold because we will be met with challenges. Right now, I'm met with an enormous challenge. I committed to an event with 700 people. It scares the heck out of me because I'm stretching beyond where I've been before. And that's good. That gets me up every day and it gets me to release energy. So now that we have the goal, anybody should have a big, beautiful, worthy goal. Now we can get started on changing it. And it's really done through study, like you're doing, and understanding. The more we study, the more we understand, and the more we change the habitual ways of thinking. Yeah. It's done through repetition, and we understand that. But you were actually mentioning something I think most people don't understand. And that is, we read the same thing over and over and over again, not just one or like a week or two, maybe. Like I read this book, The Power of Your Subjective Mind. It's falling apart. I read it.
I see it. You need a new one.
I've read it. My little dogs have had their ears in some of the pages, like here, you know, they're like been chewing in them. They've had a jolly old time. But I read this book and I keep reading it. And I modeled Bob Proctor's behavior. He said, I've been reading Think and Grow Rich ever since 1962, and I read it every day. And I thought, well, he must be really slow then. But then it dawned on me, you know. He doesn't read something that wasn't in the book before. He's recognizing sides of himself that wasn't there before. So it's the awareness that we're building. It's the awareness we're after. And that's really how it's done. It's illogical from the standpoint of how we're programmed. Because we are programmed with the idea that if I can remember the book, I've read it, I understand it. But memorization is not learning.
Mm. Go ahead. All right. I also, you know, that makes me think of also, because I've been like, you know, digging into your stuff. So it's like, what? Okay. So it also makes me think of when you talked about the acres of diamonds, mm-hmm. right? That story yeah. that you talked about where, you know, I think he sold his land, yeah. right? And meanwhile, the diamonds like were right there, right? It's and so that's what you're talking about too, because you're saying, you know, you read that book, you read that book often. He reads the book every day. Like the diamonds are right there. And I think yeah. we often overlook all of that, right? Like what we already have innately, or what our gifts are, what our talents are, what are the diamonds that we have when we keep looking outward, yes. right? We keep yes. looking for the validation. We keep looking for somebody to tell us how good we are, right? Why do you think we do that? What, I mean, because I know that you are, you know, a magician. And so you know how that mind is working because you're tricking us, right? You're showing something. We're going, oh, it's an illusion. We had no idea, right? Yeah. So why do we overlook what's already in front of us, what's already under our feet? Why do we do that?
It's such a great question. It's probably the most important one of all of them. We're already born rich. Most people are just a little short of cash, but there's resourcefulness within us, and that's all we have to develop. I did not understand what abundance meant until I lost everything in my life. I had $200 left in the account. I had an eviction notice on my door, blood test that said I was really sick. And at that point, I started giving. I gave to Three Square Food Bank, which I've supported ever since. We've supported them with close to $100,000 now and helped hundreds of thousands of kids with food. But the idea is I started with $200. I couldn't pay rent anyways. So I was like, I might as well do something good with it. I put this concept to a test because I was like, I didn't really believe it. But I was like, okay, I'll put it to a test. You know, if it's all about inner resourcefulness and my perspective, then I need to feel better about myself, and giving that little money away, like then it felt like a lot, but now everything shifts, you know, perspective again. I gave that away, but I felt like really significant all of a sudden, and I felt like I could do something. We can all do something. Mm. We're abundant spiritually with our energy. We're abundant intellectually with our ideas. We're abundant with our time, or at least we have the opportunity to be. It all starts inside. It's a resourcefulness job. It's not a resources out there job. But the reason why we do think like that is because we've been hypnotized and programmed to focus on the physical. We're so earthbound. We're spiritual beings, but we're programmed to live through the senses.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And that's the mistake. You know, we need to shut down the senses every now and then and go inward and start utilizing our higher faculties. Now, you say you made it through to, I think, lesson 5 in the program, lesson 4, Miracle in Your Mind is about how to develop your imagination, intuition, will, reason, memory, and perception. Mm-hmm. They're perfect tools. Mm-hmm. They're readily available right here. Mm-hmm. That's what I realized last night. I started thinking, we're going to really need or reach 400 people or 700 people at the event. I think we'll just downscale to 4. I'm like, wait a minute. No, I don't have to accept that idea. I'm going to reject it. Of course, we're going to reach 700 people. There's 700 people out here that needs it. I just need to become even more resourceful with my way of thinking. And so we're always up against that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? It's like looking like you were talking about the problem, and then you're flipping, you know, and then it turned into the solution,
yes,
right? And you're like, big problems, big solutions, little problems, little solutions. And I'm like, so good, right? Because I think what happens to us, or at least what has happened to me, is that sometimes you get into this tunnel vision because you are looking too much at what's going on outside, right? So I don't have enough money. I'm struggling financially, da, 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 da. And you start to go through that as opposed to, but what can I create that will bring whatever the resource is that I need, right?
Exactly.
And sometimes you just have to let things go, Anders. Sometimes you just have to let things go, right? Like, I'll give you a quick little story. My husband and I were struggling financially recently, and his car broke down and we had no way of getting a new car or even repairing the car, right? So we're like sitting there and we're like, what are we doing now? I have a lot of faith. I believe in God. So I told my husband, I said, so we either depend on God as our resource and know that he's going to provide, or we sit here and struggle and see no solution. So which one are we doing? So we both agreed that we were going to trust God and just keep praying and let whatever happens, happens. And not even a few days later, somebody just randomly comes up to us and goes, I've been praying and God told me to give you this, and hands us a check for like $10,000, right? So it was enough to put down on a brand new car. So we have a car outside and blah, blah, blah. But the whole point was, is that we had to, our solution was prayer. Our solution was God. Our solution was thinking, how do we not get in this dark place, right? And I'm glad I was going through your program at the time too, because it made me think of, like, how do we let things go? How do we shift perspective?
Absolutely. Right?
I think that's really, really important, right?
It's the key. It's the key that sets us free, literally. Harry Houdini said that. The mind is the key that sets us free.
Yeah.
And God, spirit, collective consciousness, the universe, you know, we say in Denmark, dear child has many names, but it's the same source. It's, we all connect with it, or at least we have the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. And it's all already within us. And so God will feed every bird, but he won't put food in their nest. Like, we are the personal factor. Like, we have to take some kind of action. And when you are in that frequency of having received, you get intuitive guidance.
Yeah.
Intuition, it's said that when I pray, I speak to God. But when I'm utilizing my intuitive factor, God of the universe speaks to me. And yeah. So I can connect with whatever it is, and I can start living from that frequency. And now I get these hunches, go here, go there, talk to that person. You know, and you know, you met a person and they were gracious to contribute what they did, but that's not an accident. You were in that vibration.
Right. But no, I believe that because I don't even know the person well at all. In fact, I don't know them, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how you know that that is true. And I remember you were telling a story about how you were walking with your partner and you said, I'm going to bump into someone mm-hmm. that I haven't seen in a long time. That happens to me all the time, Anders, all mm-hmm. the time. I'll think of someone and I'm like, huh, I wonder how they're doing. I haven't heard from them. And then my phone will ring. Mm-hmm. Or I'll get an email. I'm like, wow, that is so cool. It happens yeah. all the time. But yeah. you're right. I think it's being in that place, in that frequency, in that thought process. Yeah. You know, one of the favorite stories, if you don't mind sharing, was when you talked about the workers who stepped off of the moving truck mm-hmm. and stumbled in the dirt, right? Yeah. Because I want you to it just gave me such a vivid picture, mm-hmm. right, of what happens when we don't understand the laws of life, which I'm still learning, right? Yeah. So can you share how ignorance of the universal laws cause these chaos, the chaos that we tend to have in our lives?
Absolutely.
Can you share that?
100%. So ignorance is really just not knowing. It's not being aware of. It's not that it's negative. It's just that I don't know. I'm not aware. It's really the only problem we have. It's ignorance. It's what causes all the catastrophes in the world.
Seriously.
And it's just yeah. all ignorance. It's yeah. all just lack of awareness. And there's a set of laws that governs our life. And, you know, we can ignore them or we can live in harmony with them. We have free will, of course. We have free choice. I can jump off the truck while it's moving or I can wait until it slows down.
Right.
But I cannot ignore the consequences of my choice. And so people... They violate the law and then they're surprised that the results they want isn't coming to them. That's insanity. That is not healthy.
I was going to say it is. And it's also still ignorance, right?
It's very yeah. much so. Very much so. And, yeah. and Wernher von Braun, who was the father of the space program at the time when they started developing it, said that these laws are exact. We can send a rocket to the moon and time the landing with a precision of a fraction of a second. And he says these laws must have been set by someone. If you listen to Elon Musk and SpaceX and everything they're doing, you see these incredible videos of the of these things coming back, the rockets landing on their own, timing down to the second when it either plunges in the water or being. It's just so mind-blowing. But it's really not. They're just working in harmony with the law.
Right.
So you see some people, they keep performing at a high level. They're never really busy. They're not overworked. They're not stressed. They're in the right vibration. And other people just keep violating the law of cause and effect. They keep putting bad out, expecting good to come back. And of course, it doesn't work that way.
It's so true.
And so I think it takes an incredible amount of just humility to understand that we're all dying a little bit every day with our ignorance of these laws. I don't think anyone understands them as well as we could. I think we're just understanding them a little bit better every day.
Yeah.
But I find, at least in my life, that everything gets easier the more I surrender to them, as illogical as it might be in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did, where do you learn about the laws, right? Because I also like, many years ago, I just started digging into like the law of reciprocity, like, mm-hmm. right? Like what you put out, you receive and all the kind of things. It's, you know, eating, you will eat the fruit of what you put out there. And you're right. People do these things and then they're like, why is this happening? Well, you mm-hmm. kind of planted that tree, right? So you're going to eat the fruit of that tree.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you start digging into or learning what the laws are and, you know, applying them?
Yeah. So I'm going to take on a little bit of a history trip because I was fascinated with it myself. I heard Bob Proctor, the first one, talking about these things. You saw The Secret probably when it came out. I think 500 million people did.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody was talking about the law of attraction like it was just invented yesterday. It's like right. saying the law of gravity just came to being the other day, you know?
Right.
And but that had me curious. And then I got to know Bob and I had the opportunity and great fortune to speak alongside him and develop programs with him, like the one you're taking part in. And I always heard him talk about Wallace Wattles and the science of getting rich as the foundation of these laws. And I started studying Wallace Wattles and the science of getting rich. But then I thought they must have some kind of precedent. Wallace Wattles didn't just become aware of these. They must have some kind of precedent. Then one of my other mentors, he's a world champion of magic, Jeff McBride, beautiful soul, just very deep. He's like a walking, talking lexicon of magic and mythology and mystery and the cosmos. And I mean, the guy is just incredible. And we got talking one day and I said, you know, I really would love to know more about these laws. And he goes, well, that's easy. I said, what do you mean? He goes, they date back to the Kybalion and the Emerald Tablet. And they go way back to ancient Greece and ancient Egypt. I'm like, really? He's like, really? Get the Kybalion. So I got it. It was like this thick of a book just describing these.
Probably with like a five inch.
It's like
small print.
Yeah, that is deep. Like, right? We're talking about repetition. I spend a whole month on three pages.
Oh my gosh.
But when you go to Rome and you see these big structures, you go, these people understood something that we just have forgotten. It's so clear and it's so evident. Like in today's world, the new iPhone comes out, the next upgrade, the new thing. But it's like these laws gets rediscovered every 10 years. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about a law of attraction. Then we forget about it. Then something else comes along. It should be taught in school. They govern our entire lives. Why isn't this at the forefront? We could live so much better quality of lives if we just understood them at a minimum. But, yeah, you know, I think if there is one or two we should just focus on, I think the law of vibration, certainly. Everything vibrates, nothing rests, and we just attract based on what we're in vibration, in harmony with on a vibrational level. And so the law of attraction is secondary. All I need to do is take responsibility for my state. And that comes back to attitude and it comes back to all these other things. You know, you can call it the perpetual, it is called the perpetual transmutation of energy, but you could call it the law of supply. Everything transmutes in this universe. Nothing ceases to exist. Mm. Everything just goes from an invisible state to a visible to back to an invisible state, like this glass of water. I can empty the glass, put it out. One day a rain cloud will come, fill it back up. I can put it in the freezer. Now it went from something intangible, air, to rain, to ice. It's the same energy. It just changed its vibration. Same with us. We moved into the body. We moved out of it. But that gives us the law of life. So nothing cease to exist. Everything is here. That also means my goal is here. Like if I can see it in here, like Bob would say, I can hold it in my hand. It will transmute to physical. It's just a matter of time because the physical is not where things are. That's where things end up. Mm. And so if I get that straight and I start denying the evidence of the senses just a little bit better and connecting with the real reality, which is in here, I think I've done a pretty good job.
That's awesome. All right. So see how much more complex and deeper we can get with this, right? Because you also talked earlier about the law of cause and effect, right?
Yes.
So you say our rewards match our service, right?
Oh.
And I just found that to be really powerful. I mean, I've been reading, like I said, I'm just like reading a lot of Anders stuff lately, you know, so... What's the difference, do you think, between people who trade and people who truly give?
Mm.
Right?
Such a good question. So cause and effect, I think it's so misunderstood because people think that I give to get. Like I have this goal, that's what I'm getting. Now I have to go and give a little bit to get that. But that's trading. That's really not giving. That's staying attached to something. It's very unhealthy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. It's very unhealthy. But and you can take this law and transfer it to all areas of life. It works with a better relationship. It works with a business that you want to grow or health. You know, there's a cause and effect relationship in everything. But let's assume it's more income, for instance. Most people will attach to the amount that they want to earn, but they will neglect what they put out. Or if they focus on what they put out, they're still stuck in the same old framework. Time is money. So I'm just going to get another job. And another job, and they end up with two or three jobs, and they're just killing themselves slowly, and they don't even know they're doing it to themselves. They've never learned how to render service at a much higher level. So what we really should do when cost effect, when it comes with cost and effect, is focus on the goal, then let go of it for a little bit, and then just focus on what we're putting out. Eventually, if I keep putting good enough out, the amount of that good I put out will eventually match the effect that comes back in the form of money and 1,000 other things that we'll never be able to measure in money. But that's not the point. The point is we focus on what we're putting out, and we're not putting out to get, we're putting out because it feels good. We put ourselves in the vibration of what we're giving away. That's the key.
So you're saying like giving out with service, with knowledge? Is that what you mean? Like what you're putting out, like for instance, you are going to have this great event with these 700 people, and you're putting out your knowledge and all of that. Is that what you mean by that?
That's an example of it. Yes.
Yeah.
We've done virtual online events for years. We've had tens of thousands of people join them. We have our live physical Real Magic live events. That's just completely different energy to walk into. And this year we've invested a lot from where we were. Nothing is big or small, but it seems like significant to really raise the bar of putting out even better. So there's nothing that's been done to that level in the industry as a whole. There's nothing that combines a show and a seminar at that level. So we're always looking at how can we provide better service? How can we do it better? How can we impact more people? And so then the effect always follows. But I think most people have a hard time accepting the reward because their self-image isn't in harmony with it.
Oh, wow. That's even deeper, right? But how do you keep yourself then, Anders, from not getting caught up in the monetary goal of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that especially for people who have small businesses or service-based businesses, you know, you're right. I know for me anyway, I would get attached to, okay, I have to do this to earn this, right? And it's that employee mentality that I've been trying to break out of for many years, right? Yeah. So how do you keep yourself from doing that? Because you're going to have this event and you're looking at how I'm going to serve. Yeah. But how do you keep yourself from going, how much am I going to earn or how will I make more income? Does that make sense, the question?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's a fine balancing act because either you get too attached to the process.
Yeah.
And that can be debilitating because then you start micromanaging the universe. Like if I sell this much and it comes from that angle and I need so many clients, and that's all well and good. It's good to have an idea of where to take action, of course, and what to put out into the world and what kind of value that it has. It should always have 10 times as much value as we're charging. When that equation is good, then we're in a good spot. But as a different conversation, I think we need to, of course, focus on where we're going, but then we don't marry ourselves to the goal. Like I stay in the vibration of this is already done. I don't need anything. If I need, I also communicate to my subjective mind that I don't have. And so it becomes this tug war between physical results, current reality, where I really want to be. No, I need to relax and just relax in the knowing that it's already done and that the path will be shown. So it's just as easy to generate $1 million in a day as it is to generate $1 million in a year. And say, well, it can't be that easy. It's easier. It's much easier to earn a lot of money in a short period of time than a little money in a long period of time. It's much easier. Much easier to serve 10 people at $10,000 each as it is supposed to serve 100 people at $1,000 each. Much easier. But we're not trained to look at it that way. So what we need to do is we have the target, and now, of course, we need to attract people that need what we have to offer, and we have to put a healthy value on ourselves and believe that we're worthy of that and so much more. People don't buy our products. They buy our energy. We don't believe in it, and if we don't have a self-image that matches it, they'll never latch onto it. And so I'm very non-attached. Sometimes I fire clients and I send them their money back. I don't care. Like it just doesn't, I don't even want it if it doesn't feel good. It has
to feel good. So true. I've done that. That's so true. Yeah. I think it drains you more. It just drains you.
Lowers your standards and drains you. And that's the last thing we need.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. So then how do we, like, maybe you can give us a tip or something, like, how do we move practically from simply knowing something in our heads to actually living it, you know, emotionally and practically? Because I get in my head a lot, right? So I'm just wondering if you have, like, a tool or something that we can do to just move from just knowing something in our heads to living it.
100%, Nina. So I think that's a common challenge that a lot of people have, which is why I developed that, the kit that we're giving away. You know, it includes the way you can neutralize your mind so that it doesn't run away from you. So first thing is that every day we should spend time neutralizing our mind and centering ourselves in our body, connecting to our goal, getting into that state of already being there. I think that's the first step. And it's not just once in a while, it's every day, because you built the muscle. It's something that you are going to get increasingly better at. And you'll reach a point where you can connect with your goal at will anytime, regardless of how the physical world looks like right now. And I find that's what most people struggle with, which is why we put it together. First, we got to look, I think we talked about it last time, but there's really two steps to it. One, we got to look at what illusion is it that holds us back first and foremost, because there's five of them. There's hustle, I need to work hard to make things work.
Yeah.
There's luck, I hope things change. There's fear, what if the worst outcome happens? You know, faith and fear, they both demand we believe in stuff we can't see, but that's a different conversation. Then we have lack. We are lacking something, like we started talking out, that we started off talking about. You know, I don't have enough. I focus on resources as opposed to my own resourcefulness.
Yeah.
And then there's the knowledge illusion. Like, I just need to know more stuff. I need to know more, memorize more books, take more courses, and I'll be golden. All of these illusions are really what prevents us from moving forward, but most of us have one that's predominant. So in the download kit, you get that assessment so you understand which one is it that I need to work on first. Once we understand that, now we can start charting the course and say, what goal is it that I do want? Is it financial? Is it health? Is it freedom? Is it relationship? What is it? Now that we have that defined through the goal card process, and now we're starting to utilize the manifestation accelerator technique that's also in the kit. When I do that every day and I walk, it's literally, it's a walking meditation. I've used it myself for years. I'm on day 2416 today, and I do this every day. I don't miss, because it provides me a foundation. It's the constant repetition over and over and over again, especially on the days when I don't feel like it. So all you have to do, like, for those listening, go to Real Anders Hansen, put in Straight Talk, and we'll send it all to you, including the first lesson of the program, actually, the magic word.
Thank you for that. And it sounds to me like that is also like a reprogramming of your subconscious mind, right? So it's almost like a hypnosis almost, right?
It is. It's a self-hypnosis. It's a form of self-hypnosis, Nina. And people, I think most people are afraid of really looking into it. They just hear the word hypnosis and they go, I definitely, that's not for me. Well, they don't really understand what it means. We're already hypnotized.
Yes.
Society has already hypnotized us with beliefs and ideas that doesn't serve us. You know, people come to us and say, oh, well, you know, what if I'm getting get scammed? Wake up, you're already scammed. Like, what the hell?
Most people, so true.
They've already been scammed. They are. They've been taught to trade time for money. They're drowning in credit card debt. And here they are afraid to get scammed. What the heck? They've been scammed for 40 damn years. Pardon my language. It's like, let's wake up. Like,
Right. That's so true. And the world does swallow you up that way. And we don't realize how programmed we are until you start to have emotional and visceral reactions to something you hear in the news, something somebody said that you don't agree with or whatever. And, you know, we are being programmed all the time. And we just don't realize that that's happening. And that's a very dangerous thing when you're ignorant to that. Right. So I wanted you to just kind of wrap us up with, what do you recommend? Because I know you talked about your daily self-check. right?
Yeah.
So how can I increase that? How do I increase my service today so that I don't focus so highly on the outer resources and the programming out there, right? I really want to start checking myself.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So, you know, I'm just wondering if, you know, a practical habit, something we can start. Yeah.
So you have to have that wants goal, Nina. And it can't just be letters on a goal card. You need to really connect with it and translate it to meaning in your life.
Yeah.
Like I connected to the next level of me last night, late last night. I was working with my team. We're working on this event in Denmark, Real Magic Live, in 3 weeks. It's a lot of resource and energy that's being poured into it. But I connected with that new version of the event and how many people we're going to be serving and how good it felt like. And I just got this jolt of energy at 10:30 last night. And I'm like, we're going to put out a daily thing. We're going to deliver so and so much service leading into the event just because it feels good. And my subjective mind woke me up at 4:30 this morning and I was ready to rock and roll. And I slept like 5 hours, but I can't stop. Like all the energy came to me. And that's the point. All the juice we need, all the energy we need is already here. We just need to connect with a goal because the want is the trigger mechanism for the release of the energy.
Yeah.
That's the foundation. So we don't need to wake up and force ourselves into this routine because we feel we have to. That have to feeling is the worst in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need more stuff we have to do. Most people have enough responsibility as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not put that cap on as well in terms of our own development. What we should do as the very first thing, connect with our partner, connect with ourselves, ask ourselves, what do we really want? We don't just need this and this much to get by. What do we want?
Yeah.
And just understand that there is a way. The path will be shown. There is a way, but we got to connect with the wants goal. And then we'll take the first step. And that creates momentum because from the first step, you'll see the second one. From the second step, you'll see the third one.
Right.
And that's how all quantum leaps are created. And then a year later, we look back and go, holy smokes, that's where I started.
Yeah. Yeah. But how do you, okay. I know I said I'm going to wrap you up. I'm sorry. I just love you. So.
I love it. We'll have to do a third one, Nina.
I just love it so much. I'm learning so much. So it's amazing. And I'm just wondering if you can give us a tip on how we don't allow that energy to be squashed. And the reason I say that is because I'll have a phenomenal, what I think is a phenomenal moment and idea, because when I stay away from, like, let's say social media and news and all of that, my creativity starts coming up, right? Yes. And then, Anders, sometimes I'll overthink it. Yeah. And then I squash what I feel like was a divine inspiration at that moment.
Okay.
How do you like not let that happen?
It's a good question. So it sort of comes back to something you brought up earlier. While I do believe that there are certain things called ADHD, et cetera, I do think that I'm not neglecting that. But I do think we could get better at having intentions. I don't think we have as much attention deficit. I think we have more intention deficit.
Oh, so good.
So if I built my willpower. So good. I have a perfect will. Like I have had clients who had that diagnosis and they work with their willpower and their focus. And all of a sudden, they're not on medication anymore. Their doctor can't find the diagnosis in them even if they tried. So I think it comes down to creating focus enough on the one thing, that one goal, and our ability to exclude everything else. Now, you talked about environment and social media. Nothing robs us of our vibration and more than that, especially in these polarizing times. But I do believe there's more love, but it starts with ourselves. There's more love out there than we could even possibly grasp. But it starts with the love for our God, our creator, spirit within ourselves. Call it what you want, the universe around us. But that's where it begins with. If everybody just connected more with source energy, shut down all the distractions and the friends around us that just don't know they don't know. They mean well, but it's like we don't need to hear all their concerns and their programming, right? It's like we have enough to deal with. And so I think shutting down that for a period of time, finding mentors, finding people who are where we want to be, spending more time with them, listening to them, getting into the way they think will make a tremendous difference. And when you get to the seventh lesson, that's exactly what that is. And it's you'll go, whoa, like I did when I went through it the first time with Bob. I was like, wow, now I see how I lived my entire life. Like this is quite a big revelation, because the truth is we become our environment. And Nina, I don't know about you, but I believe if we see a big group of people running in that direction, I would say our odds of success are better at running that way. Mm. And that's the way I live my life. I don't subscribe to, you know, the masses and the mass hypnosis around me.
And I did for a long time, right? Because when you first get into the service-based industry, you think, oh, they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I've quickly realized that, no, I'm going to have to do my own thing, toot my own horn, build my own thing. Because as I was doing everything everybody else was doing, I was so out of alignment. Yeah. Nothing was working. I was banging my head against the wall, like, what the frig? You know, like, it's very frustrating. And I love your program. I love what you're doing. I love this incredible conversation. I can't even thank you enough. And what I love about your work is that it takes that mystery out of what success is, right? So you show us that, you know, magic isn't like luck. It's like law. It's real magic, right? Mm. So I can't thank you enough. I mean, you've really have encouraged me. And I know that those who are listening, I'm sure they're going to be encouraged by this. So I just thank you. I don't even know what else to say, but thank you, because you are planting tons of seeds of transformation. And I know that the impact that you're going to have with this event that you're doing is going to be phenomenal. And I'm thinking, as you're talking too, about how exciting and how big this event's going to be in a new format that you're doing. And I know that this is going to end up being like, one day you're going to be like, oh, I've done like hundreds of those. I have to think of a new thing to do, right? It's so phenomenal. So Anders, thank you for being here. But before we wrap up, like always, I want people to know how they can get involved too, and how they can get into your programs, and how they can reach out and follow you, because you're just a phenomenal human.
Thank you, Nina. I appreciate the kind words, and I love what you said. It's not luck, it's law. You know, we're here for a reason. We attracted each other and this opportunity for a reason. Like, it feels good. It feels good to be in your company. And
you have the
best energy. I love it.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, if you're out there and you want to create better results and you feel like there's a next step, but there's always this invisible break that you're sort of hitting up against, that next level of income that you like, the next level of health, the clarity. Well, first, like I said earlier, we got to figure out what illusion is blocking you the most first. And that's the illusion breaking self-assessment. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. It's a powerful guided assessment. That alone will help anyone shift to the next level. And then they can download the magic mindset blueprint, which is the first lesson in the program, along with the goal card, the priming tools and everything to get in a great vibration. And all they have to do is find me on Instagram or Facebook at Real Anders Hansen. And so it's a Danish name, so I'm going to spell it out. So it's Real and A-N-D-E-R-S-H-A-N-S-E-N. And just put in the word straight talk in one of our comments or DM us that word, and we'll send this all over to you.
Amazing. I just love him. I love him so much. All right, guys, make sure that you go ahead and like, share, and subscribe to this episode. I'm going to link all of that information below. I don't want you to miss anything. I had him here last time, blew my mind, had to have him back. So that's why he's here. Absolutely adore this human. So I'm going to make sure that you can connect at a deeper level, because it is time to walk out of that illusion. I call it the matrix. Get out of the matrix, get out of that freaking illusion, and start living authentically what you were built to do, what you were supposed to do, something that aligns with you. I'm telling you, it shifts everything. And I'm only on lesson 5, y'all. Okay. So I got some ways to go, but thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez, straight talk, no sugar added. Until next time. Listen, if you're ready to step into growth, if you're really ready to start breaking paradigms and align with the laws that govern success, I'm going to encourage you to grab a pen and a pad, okay, and dive deep into this conversation with Anders Hansen. Like his work, I've been doing his work. It's called The Secrets of Real Magic. And, you know, I got into his program and I started doing it, and it is like shifting my mind, right? Like in a good way. So your attitude, your service, your willingness to give, these are not small things. They are seeds of transformation. You got to start planting those things today and get out of the matrix. Get out of the matrix and out of the illusions. I cannot thank Anders enough for being here. You are going to freaking love this conversation. I can't wait to hear what you get out of it. And he has like a whole bundle and gift for you to get started if you put Straight Talk when you go to his media. So I'm going to link all of that below, y'all. All right, let's go. You have got to watch this. Let's go.